Shlish betfua. One third of it you should buy tfua, buy wheat, and that's half what eat. Shlish bezeisim. One third you should have in olives. So Rashi says she have different types. So it's like this. Shlish what you plant tastes this. You should have shlish, one third of your fields you should have tfua growing wheat. Or shlish bezeisim, one third of your fields you should grow olives. Or shlish begafanim, one third of your fields you should have grapes. Like Rashi says, because sometimes one type of a crop is hit. So therefore you'll always have a good crop, even if this year the olives are hit, but you'll have the other two good. So that's talking about how to spend your money. So when you have fields, all the fields you have, you should divide them up, plant them, and this one third that. Now, what does that mean? A person should be zeicha that when you leave this world, it should be the same way the way you came into this world. Just like when you came into this world, you were lucky without a chet. A person should be zeicha when he leaves this world also, he should be zeicha to leave it without a chet. Now with money, he came without money. That's good, go without money. But you have to go without a chet. That's a big zeicha. Yeah. So a kofan gemara says chur tistira though. The first Rav said, a person should not buy his fields near the city. And the hezbo was because people will look at your fields and give it a nine hara. And here Rav says, no, it's a bracha to have the fields near the city. And Rashi says, well, then it'll be easy to take this food into your house. That's a stira. Tamar says, lakasha. Hod de mahadalei shura baraska. One place is where you put up a nice fence. Rashi says, together, shel netzarim. If you make a nice fence around your field, then it's good to have it near the city. Because as far as an ayin hara goes, people should look into your field, they won't look in. Since there's a nice fence around your field, they can't look into it. But on the other side, it's easy for you that to take the parents home, it'll be easy. It's near your house. So therefore, if you have a fence, a gate around your soda, then it's good to have it near the city. But when do we first say you should not buy your field near the city? That's if you do not plan to put a fence around the field. Then, when it grows up, since it's near the city, people will look at it, and the eyes will give an ayin hara, it's not kedai. Even though it's easy to take the parents home, but you may not have no parents to take home, the ayin hara will ruin it. Pasuk says, V'heisar Hashem mimcha kol choyli. Hashem will take away from you all sicknesses, kol choyli. What does that mean? Omar Rav zu ayin. That means Hashem will take away the sickness of an ayin hara. Hashem will take it away that people won't have bid ayin haras. That's what this machla means. Rav latam, Rav goes to his own time, his own reasoning. The Rav solak levei kivri. Rav once went down to the cemetery, and he came up, like means say, like he checked out to see why all the people died. Levei kivri avad, mighty avad. Like he checked out there. He checked them out in the basic forest to see why each guy died. And he said like this, Omar, tishim v'teisha bayin hara. 99% in the cemetery are there because of the ayin hara. That's what killed him. Somebody gave them an ayin hara. What? Yeah. Rav knew. That's Rav. Rav. What? Ayin hara killed him though. That was the Makkabah Patish. Ayin hara. And the Yechad B'derech Eretz. Only 1% died a normal death. That's all. Rashi says, Obed Ma'ad Yavad means, Yodei Yehoyo Lilchosh Alekvoris. He knew how to talk to the Mason like. Lilchosh, to make this type of a trick. Or Lohovin, Alkol Keva V'Keva V'Yezim Misameis. Rav had this Chochmah. Rav was able to go teach Kever and see how the guy died. He didn't have to make an autopsy. He was able to by himself look at Chweis, make a lachash there. It makes Bizmanoi in Bayan Hara that he died at his right time, or else the reason why he died a drop earlier was because somebody gave him an Ayin Hara. And he saw that 99 died before the time they were supposed to because of an Ayin Hara. That's what caused it. Right. That's what Rav learns. When the Pasuk says, Vayis Hashem Mechol Kol Choyli, Hashem should take away. All the Choyli means take away an Ayin Hara. Shmuel Lama Zeharuach means Hashem should take away a bad wind. That's what it means. Shmuel the Taimid, Yom HaShmuel, Kol Baruach. Everything is holy in the Ruach. Kol Baruach, Rashi says, Kol HaChaloyim, V'toitzoyis Misa al Neshiva Asa Ruach Boyin. HaKol Lufi Yasho, V'odim Yesh Rodim Shruach Ploini Koshaloi, V'Vishas Ploini. As people die because of the winds, because of the air that you breathe. Sometimes the air is not so good, and that's what caused you to die. So therefore, Machla means take away the bad air. You should have good air to breathe. So Mar says, L'shmuel, I according to Shmuel, still a shver, I, V'ika aruge malchus, I, there are people that the people kill. Rashi says, Cherev, with the sword. So what does that have to do with the Ruach? And the Mar, Hanach Nami, Ilav, Zika Abdulhu, Sam of Achaya. If not for the bad winds that come, even though the Malchus gave him a wound, stabbed him, it would have been possible to put some salve, some medicine on the wounds and heal him. But now that the wind comes, the wind is what kills him. That's the Machmah Patish. There was Shmuel Davin, the wind should go away. That's the Hitzer Hashem, him Chokok Hurley. Rabbi Chanin Rama Zutzina, it means cold. Hitzer Hashem, Chokok Hurley means cold. Cold weather. Yom Rabbi Chanina, Hakol B'day Shemayim, everything happens B'day Shemayim, but you can't stop it. Chutz mitzin pachim, chutz from catching a cold. In other words, if it's cold outside and you go outside without a coat, you'll catch a cold. That's like not B'day Shemayim, that's B'day Yodim. Yes, you know, the Pesach says, Tzin pachim derech ikish, shrei menashe yichuk mehem. When it's very cold like outside, stay away from it. And shrei menashe, somebody watches himself, yichuk mehem will stay away from the cold. So kids, the cold weather like cold, that's what could kill, could put a machla. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Omar Zut Soya. That means Soya. That's what it means. It means the waste that comes out of you. Soya. The Yom Amar Soya Tachoitim. What comes out of your nose. For Soya Soizin. The Shmutz that comes out of your ears. Rubin Koshin. Most of it. A lot of when a lot comes out, it's harmful for you. Or Miyutin Yofa. When a little bit comes out, then it's good. But when a lot comes out, it's bad for the person. That's called Heis Hashem Mechol Kocheli. That not too much Soya should come out of the body. When too much stuff comes out of your nose or comes out of your ears, that's pshat, the body is sick, that's a sickness, that's no good. We have lezer loy mezumara. You know what the word machl means? Heis Hashem kol kochili. Chili means zumara, means the gall. Zumara. Rashi amrira shebo gedoyla v'nevas mishpastas v'gidno v'atmas. Like the gallbladder, the bitterness of it, that spreads out of it. The mara, that's what can kill. That's a sickness. Tani nam yochi, we learn like this also. Tani nam yochi. Machlo, zumara. I think the gematria of machlo is mara. So machlo here, the Pesach says, Eish Hashem Micho Kocheli, means mara. V'loma nikra shmo machlo. Why does the Pesach say machlo, that means mara? She machlo ko gufa shel adam. That's something that can make the whole body sick. Dov rach, another pshat is, machlo means, she shmoinim ushloisha chaloyim tluyim b'mara. There are 83 different type of sicknesses that comes out because of the gall. So that's what Lashon of Machl also, 83 different types of sicknesses. That's why it's called Machlo. It gets the whole body sick. Now, all the sicknesses that the gallbladder could give you, the kulon pas shachris, the melech, if you have bread in the morning for breakfast, with salt, the kitzen shomayim, and you have a jar, a glass of water there, mevat losen, that could take it away. The Kulan Rashi says, "Pas to melam mevat loson." Because the alpha come on mikroli. We'll learn that from Sukkim soon. So kids, if you eat bread in the morning, that's good for you. That takes away the sicknesses. We'll soon see why. Tana Rabbanan, Yud Gimel Dvorim Nemru v'Pas Shachris. 13 things were said about having a good breakfast. The kids, means having bread. I think the chur is lav dafka bread. Maybe your bread means having a good breakfast. You start the day off eating well. You're happier. You go around healthier. You'll have a good day. What are these 13 things? Matelus minachama. It'll save you from the heat. Kids, if you feel good, the heat won't bother you. If you're hungry, maybe the heat would bother you more. So Rashi says right before, kitin shomayim means lemi shein lo yayin. But if you have wine, drink wine. If you don't have wine, though, then even water would also help. So first of all, it saves you from the heat. Or minatzina, the opposite way. If it's too cold outside, it will save you also. If you're hungry, you don't feel good. But if you're satisfied, it doesn't bother you. Or min hazikin from the wind. Rashi says zikin means hainu ruach. We said before. Or min hamazikin will save you from mazikin also. If your spirits are better, you feel better, mazikin can't come to you. Or machimas pesi. It makes a fool smart. Rashi says shadaitim yoshevas alob. Your mind feels satisfied, feels good. If you're not like a pain because you're hungry. You go around hungry, it's no good. If you eat well in the morning, so that will make you smart, means the miyashiv das. It'll give you a good, clear mind. You'll have a yishiv hadas that day. V'zoyche bedin. You'll be zoyche bedin, Rashi says, in yeshla dinim chaver, you have a shala din tera to go to court with your friend. Daitum yeshevet liyashiv dvor bebezin lahatim. Again, you'll have a clear cup, you'll have a clear mind. You have to go to a din tera. It's good to have a good breakfast that day. You'll have a clear mind, a good mind when it comes to tainis and bezin. You'll be able to say good complaints. Also, little my Torah lalamit. So you'll be able to learn Torah and to teach Torah. Same svara. You start the day off with a good breakfast, you'll be satisfied, you'll be able to learn. Again, Rashi says, Machmas Yishav Adas. Since you can have Yishav Adas, you'll feel good, you'll be able to learn and teach good. Or the Dvar of Nishmoyim, same thing, people will listen to you. Same thing, Rashi says. Labriya Sheshto Lev Lahat Latinam. You'll have a good heart, you'll be able to talk good to people. What you learn, you'll be able to hold inside you. Same svara. When a person is a yishuv adas, feels satisfied, happy, things go good then. V'yein b'sara ma'ala hevel. And your body won't have, Rashi says there, you won't sweat, the zaymer else, you won't smell. V'niskak l'ishtoi, v'yein m'sav l'ishacheres. You'll be satisfied with your own wife, and you won't have to think about other wives. When a guy is not satisfied, nervous, he's not thinking about other ladies. But when he's a satisfied man, he's happy with his own wife. Rashi says, in Baal, Yehurimu, Umetech Shaliba Toiva, Boyke Shoch, Oktas, Toiva, Lishtoi, Ubetsa Lishuk, Roya Noshimene Mesavalahem. That's a little different Kiddush, Rashi says. Rashi learns, interesting. Hey, in Baal, Yehurimu, if it's a man that has a Yehurim, so Umetech Shaliba Toiva Boyke, if he has a good breakfast, his heart will feel good. So Shoch, Oktas, Toiva Lishto, he'll want to live with his wife then. So Mele, he's going to think about his wife now. Therefore, but when he goes out to the street, he won't think about them. If he doesn't think about his own wife, so then when he sees other ladies, he'll think about them. But if a guy starts off the day thinking about his own wife, that saves him from thinking about other people. So therefore, partial shachris is good. If you have any intestines, you have worms, taper worms, you have what, stomach worms inside you, if you eat a good breakfast, eat bread for breakfast, they'll kill it out. Why is this? I'm not sure. No. Some say, it's going to take out jealousy that you have inside you, and it'll bring inside you love. Same shot. What do you have kinna? What do you have? What are you jealousy for? Because you feel bad. You're not satisfied. A person starts out the day to be satisfied, eats a good breakfast, so maybe he's not going to be jealous. He's satisfied himself. He'll only come to love people. Russia's Shekashain, Liboy Toivolov. When his heart is not good with him, that's when it's easy to get angry and be jealous. But if he's satisfied, he won't do this. He'll come to Ava. Oh, Malay Rabba Larova. Ba Mori, Minoha Milsa. How do we know this thing? Minoha Milsa Diyar Mishra. People say, Shishin Rehite, Royet. 60 people can run after you. Vulay Moti Legavro de Mitzafra Korach. And they're not going to reach this person that ate bread for breakfast. Kids are the guy that ate bread for breakfast. He ate his Cheerios. He'll be able to run faster than 60 other people. That's the strat. And the Yomer Rabbanan say, Hashkem, get up in the morning, v'yachoyol, eat. V'kayitz in the summer of Nechama. Otherwise it'll be too hot. You won't be able to take the day. Get up and eat breakfast. Or v'chorif in the winter of Neatina. And in the winter, get up and eat breakfast to be able to take the cold. How do we know this? Omalei, he says, the posik in Yeshayo. Tichzid, the posik says, lo yiravu, don't hunger yourself, lo yitzamu, don't be thirsty. For lo yicham, sro v'shemesh, lo yakim. And you won't be hit from the heat or from the cold. It won't bother you. Lo yachash rov v'shemesh. It means kivon shelo yirovov lo yitzmo. If a person will not be hungry, not be thirsty, then the mela, the sun and the heat, the cold won't bother him. That's this pasuk that if you eat and you're satisfied, mela you go out the day, you'll have a better day. And there, things won't bother you so much. Omalei said back to him, Arta mata limihosem. You said from that pasuk, v'yano amin lucham yocha. I have it from this pasuk. Pasuk says, V'yavaratem es Hashem olakechem. Do avoid this Hashem. Uberech Hashem es uberech es lachmucho. V'yasmeimecho. And then you'll have a bracha, you'll have food to eat, you'll have lechem, and you'll have water. So what do we have to dash in this pasuk? V'yavaratem es Hashem olakechem zu kriyashma. Say kriyashma, kabbalah sol machashmayim. That's called an avoida. Utfila. And then say tfila. That's called v'yavaratem es Hashem olakechem. That's kabbalah sol machashmayim. Yichra kodesh baruch hu. That's tfila and kriyashma. What does the pasuk mean? You'll have a bracha on your bread, v'yasmecha and your water, zu pas b'melech v'kitzin shomayim, that you'll be zeicha to have bread and water. Mikan v'yeluch, if you'll drink this bread, you'll eat bread and water. After that, the pasuk says, v'yasi roisi machla mikirbecha, I'll take away all the sicknesses from you. In other words, if you'll be able to eat bread and water, you'll have a good breakfast, you start the day off good, that will protect you from all the sicknesses. O Malei Rav Yehuda, L'Rav Ado Meshuschoi, he was a surveyor. Surveyed the properties. His job was, Meshuschoi, to put the boundaries exactly of the different properties. So he told him, O Malei Rav Yehuda Rav Acho, Meshuschoi, Lo Tizalzo B'Meshchoso. Don't ever be Mizalzo, don't take it easy when you survey property. T'chol Purta Rapurta, Chozi L'Kurkama Rishko. Like, don't think, that's a small piece of property. What do I care if I give it to him or give it to him? No. Every small piece of property means a lot, and you can do with it. Rashi says, Kurkum Arishka means Karkum Shogan, Shekarim Krug. It's a type of a plant that you can plant there. No matter how small the field is, you can still use it. So therefore, we have to be medactic very much. Rashi says, Moided kakois, if you measure out fields, the people pay you to measure the field, whether you're buying or you're selling it. So you have to do a good job. Oh, Male Rev Yehuda L'Rav Ada. Mishuchoi, he also said to the surveyor, Rev Yehuda said to Rav Ada, the surveyor, Dalad Amos, the Anigra, Zilzavu. Dalad Amos, around the Anigra, that doesn't matter. Russia, the Anigra means Amos Samayim. Shem Shichu min Anor HaGodol, El HaSodas, like the small canal of water, small Amma of water coming from the big river into your field, that doesn't make such a difference. Apnei Abika Kulam, Homanichin Bale Kol Sodah V'Sodah Milizra Es Akfeel, Reichav Arbamos, Shetitzkalkas Tfosa. Because next to this, like, little canal, nobody plants right next to a Dalad Amos, because they don't want the canal to cave in. So therefore, these four Amos near the canal, you don't have to worry about. Nobody's going to plant this. It's not useful for the Bailim. That's going to have to be medagdic. That's what we told them. Dalad Amos Yanigra, the four Amos right around this, the bank of this canal, of this small canal, Zilzabu, you don't have to be so medagdic. Rashidal to Dagdic Vem, Liachivan, doesn't make that much of a difference. The Anahora, but the banks of the river, Loitim Shechino Klal, that you have to be careful. That don't make any bigger than it's supposed to be. Because there people are not afraid of cave in the banks of the river, and there people use it. Rav Yehuda Latam, Rav Yehuda goes according to his own time. The Omer, Rav Yehuda says, you should know, Arvo Amos, the Anigra, Livnei Anigra. The four Amos around the canal, close to the canal. The people there, Ashes Eina Mazik, Eli Yechidim, V'yesh Biyodim Limcho. It's like it's private property there, and it belongs to them. Whoever does any damage, they'll be Meichel. But the Anahora, things that belong by the river, that's the Kuli Alma. Rashi says, like, it belongs to everybody, it's like public property, and therefore, man mochel, who could be mochel for you? Therefore, when you're working about public property, you have to be careful not to steal from the rabbin. Don't move it over an extra inch, because if you do, nobody could be mochel. It's only when you do it by private property, and we know the person is not makbid, then we'll say he'll be mochel. He's not going to use it anyway. When you're coming with public property, that you have nobody to be mochel it, there you have to be careful not to give off an extra inch. Machriz Rabbi Ami. Rabbi was machlis like this. Mole kasve nagdi betray avri nahora. Rashi says, mole kasve nagdi betray avri nahora kaitsu. That means, ha-moitzi yar, somebody finds a forest. Or yilonis, you find trees in the tuyim planted. Al-fathanor, a guy finds trees planted by the sides of the river. So, yikos beroichiv mole kesef. He has a right to cut down these branches on the side of the river, the width of his shoulders. Moshe chevel asrina. There's people used to have the ships, they used to have people walking on the side, on the bank of the river with ropes, pulling the ship. So you have a right to walk along the bank of the river, pulling the ropes of the ship. So therefore, if you have trees there, you have a right to cut down those trees. So kids, since you have a right to walk there, if there are trees there, you have a right to move it, to cut down those trees. That's what he said again. Molei katsvin, the width of your shoulders, nagdi betray yavrin on the two sides of the river, kaitzi have right to cut them down. Rav Nosan bar Oishia cut shisasar amsa. He cut down 16 amas wide. The advice says he held you have a right to walk like a shisarabim. A shisarabim is 16 amas wide. So he held you have a right to walk through. So therefore you have a right to cut off the trees 16 amas. All right, turn over. He cut down Shisramta. Osirulaya b'nei Mishrunya, the people of Mishrunya came to complain. Dafnu, Rashi Hokeyo, that they started to hit him. Who saw, but he thought, Kirishusarabim, that you have a right to make a pair from the side of the bank, it's like Kirishusarabim, 16 Amis. And the terrorist says, well, he's not right, it's wrong. Hosam binin kulihai. Kirishusarabim, you talk and eat so much. If the rabbim use it, you talk and eat 16 Amis wide. But here you only need the side of the bank of the river because people walk there when they're pulling the ropes of the ship. Therefore, kamole kasve nagdi sagi. It's enough if you just have it the width of these people that pull the rope, whatever it is, an amma, two amis, that's enough. You don't have to cut down more trees. Here you have no right to do it. Rabba barafuna hevele yehu abba aguda dinhora. He had a forest on the bank of the river. Omrule, they said to him, Naked Smar, listen, cut down the trees on the side of the bank. We have to walk there. Omru, he said back to him, Kotsui loyi vitisoi. You can cut up and cut downwards. Vodinikayit, I know, and then I'll cut. Seichi, how do you do like this? And he said, like the people have upwards and downwards. What happened? He said means, look, there are people further up the river, and there are people down the river. First go to them, let them cut down their trees, and then I'll cut down my tree. That's what he told him. So, Mr. Kashi, how do you have a right to say this? Heichi, Frank Moret. Heichi, Ovid Hoki, how could you do this? I have said, the Pasuk says, his kashu shul the kashu. That means to say, clean yourself first, like, the Amorash Lakish, kshayt asmakor, first make yourself perfect. And then go to make other people perfect. Here, how could you say, listen, let the other people cut down the trees first, and then I'll cut down my tree. Adarabba, first you cut down your tree, and then you'll tell other people to cut down their trees. The Gemara Hossam, Abba Devei Paznik Ruflehevi. There, this forest and these things belong to this person, Paznik Ruflehevi. Rashi Oysen, Shalomato, Shalomalo, Loisho Yisrohoye. That was the pshat. That the field, that the trees that belonged to the person downwards and upwards was not a Jew. He knew that those were goyim. So he knew they would not listen to you. He knew that they would not cut down the trees. So if they're not going to cut down the tree, what is it going to help if I cut down my tree? Your purpose is you want to walk along the bank of the river pulling the ship. Now, if up and bottom there are trees there, you can't get through, what am I going to help cutting off my trees in the middle? So that's why he didn't want to cut off his trees. Because he knew the guy on top and bottom would not do it. The army said, if they'll cut off, that means if you could get them, Avad, I'll do it.